Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 20th, 2020. Transportation Commission Meeting, October 2020. October Meeting, the Transportation Commission met for an informal workshop on Monday, October 12th, 2020. The Commission discussed the following items: COVID-19 impact on transportation funding. The Department of Transportation, DOT, reported that sources of revenue are approaching 80% of pre-pandemic levels. However, aviation is at only 35% of pre-pandemic levels. Vehicle sales were down 20% in fiscal year 2020 compared to fiscal year 2019, resulting in reduced revenue from new registration fees. Fuel tax revenue is also down as a result of reduced travel throughout the state, while annual vehicle registration fees are down slightly as well. The Commission expects to also see decreased revenue in fiscal year 2021 due to COVID-19. Extension. The Commission received information that the Federal Fixing America's Surface Transportation, or FAST Act, was extended to September 30, 2021. The business meeting was held on Tuesday, October 13, 2020. The Commission took the following action. Administrative rules. The Commission approved proposed rulemakings for 761 Iowa Administrative Code 25, Competition with Private Enterprise, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 480, Abandoned Vehicles, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 602, Classes of Driver's Licenses, and 761 Iowa Administrative Code 636, Motorized Bicycle Rider Education. RISE, Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, RISE, is a program created in 1985 with the purpose of promoting economic development in Iowa through the establishment, construction, improvement, and maintenance of roads and streets. The Commission approved one RISE grant for Sioux City. RISE funding, totaling $671,000, was approved to pave approximately 2,700 feet of Andrew Avenue, granting better access to new industrial developments. Highway Railroad Crossing Safety Program. The Highway Railroad Crossing Safety Program participates in the cost of safety improvements at highway railroad grade crossings. These funds are used to install new crossing signal devices to upgrade existing signals and to provide low-cost improvements such as increased sight distance, widened crossings, increased signal lens size, or crossing closures. The Commission approved $5.7 million in funding for this program for fiscal year 2022. Highway Railroad Crossing Surface Repair Program. The Highway Railroad Crossing Surface Repair Program participates in the cost to rebuild highway railroad grade crossings. This program assists in maintaining safe and smooth crossing surfaces at highway railroad crossings. The Commission approved the annual expenditures from the Road Use Tax Fund, RUTF, for this program. Federal Transit Bus Replacement Discretionary Fund. This is a Federal Transit Administration program created to assist in the financing of buses and bus facility capital projects, including replacing, rehabilitating, purchasing, or leasing buses or related equipment, and rehabilitating, purchasing, construction, or leasing bus-related facilities. The Commission approved the use of the $5.5 million that is awarded to the state for this program. Additional information is available on the DOT website at iowadot.gov. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Austin Brinks, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-725-2200.